Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we have with us as our guest on the line, Dean Oswald, a returning guest who is with Oswald's Bear Ranch in Newberry, Michigan. Welcome back to the show, Dean.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Hey, it's our pleasure to have you back. Dean, for our listeners who may not remember when we had you on, I believe it was last year, can you reacquaint our listeners with what it is that you do up in the UP?
Yeah, right now we have bears. I've got an 80-acre parcel up here. It's all natural, as people know that visited the Upper Peninsula. We had a lot of trees up here. I've got four different habitats. I've got 26 bears presently. These bears here are bears that I've had, 23 of the 26 I've had since they were cubs. I bottle-fed them. They're in different habitats. They're in all natural. They're living their life out here. Now, the way I get my bears here is through a rescue program. Otherwise, the state of Michigan, back in the year 2000, put a law passed that you could not buy or breed black bears in the state of Michigan. So over the years, I've had bears here now for 27 years. So over the period of time there, I was rescuing bears different years from different places, New York, Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, all over. And it got into kind of a rescue program. So when the law came through, I was still in the rescue business, and I was still getting bears from the Department of Natural Resources or from people that possibly had a bear that the mother was killed, the mother died, or the people that owned the bears died. I've accumulated the bears now. Like I say, I'm at 26 right now. We still have bears here. They're in like I say, different habitats. People can come in and they can walk through the whole area. I have 80 acres here. They can walk through and see the bears. They get within 6 feet of them. They have a 10-foot fence, 4-foot barrier fence in front of that so you can't reach your fingers in. And over the year, 27 years, we've never had a single problem. I pay a heck of a lot of liability insurance, and I'm sometimes wondering why I'm doing it. Because, like I say, I've never had a problem here.
Well, sure. It's
been good, yeah.
Thank goodness that's the case. Dean, what is your take on this whole situation that evolved down in Zanesville, Ohio, with Terry Thompson releasing all of these animals and them all having to be shot? How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, it's too bad that the guy had that many animals and they had to be shot. I'm sure for public safety that they couldn't get a tranquilizer because they got some telazole that could knock them down by about 10 minutes. But when you're looking at a deal like that, it's getting dark, and from what I understand, then you're putting the public in harm.
Right.
The man had so many animals there, and I'm sure he loved his animals, but he's unable to take care of them. And it said like 5 years ago he was cited and different times cited for not caring for the animals or not having the money or whatever it was to care for them. At that time there, the state of Ohio should have came in. They had a license to keep them. They could have come in, and they should have took them. They got regulation on top of regulations that they have that's probably stopped people from doing that. But that's what should have happened. The state of Ohio should have stepped in there and stopped him from having those animals and taking them and put them into a safe in a good environment place where people rescue the different animals, and it'd been everything. It would have stopped the whole. They'd never had an incident happen like that.
Hmm.
Well, it's interesting that the regulations you talk about did come up, because one of the thoughts that Rick and I were pondering in the previous segment were for how can these regulations really be forward thinking as opposed to based on what already happened? Because we think of a guy like you and wouldn't want you to be harmed because you figured out a way to deal with a lot of these issues. So, I mean, how do you find that fine line of what to regulate, what not to regulate?
Well, if you're going to regulate it, do it and do it right. We've had here with I have a federal inspector come here twice a year at my place and checks it over, make sure everything's lying in. They don't tell you when they're coming in, which is good. Our state inspectors come in here periodically. I don't expect to have them call me and let me know they're coming out to inspect my place. I tell them come on here at any time because I run the these bears are my babies. If a bear of mine gets, let's say I left my gates open, my bears got out here and they went to a neighbor's house. My neighbor called me up and told me he had a bear running loose, that's all. We're a different country altogether than we have where you're at down in Lansing. If a bear gets out down in Lansing, you got the whole city goes crazy.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
We get a bear's ear. If I had 10 bears get out and walk around here, people would say, look at the bears, they're walking around. must be Dean's bears or a wild. I wonder if they're wild. You know? I mean, it's altogether different. Just a little bit of common sense. We need people that are in legislation like Tom Casperson, who represents us up here. Tom's our senator. He's grew up with a shovel. He's worked the woods with a chainsaw. He drove trucks. The man's got common sense, and he's the type of guy that Donald Lansing now representing me in the Upper Peninsula here said, look, we're different from the Upper Peninsula to the Lower Peninsula. He does follow all the regulations set up by the state, and why start imposing different things on top of it, which we know if they're by checking me, they know I'm running it right. I don't need the harassment.
Yeah, sure.
And I see that it could enter into something like that because of incidents like this that's happened in Ohio. They say, okay, let's find out what's going on here, and we'll maybe stop the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, and hopefully they look at where Michigan is right now, and hopefully like examples like you, where you're setting up facilities proper, and also efforts that we took back in 2000 will help prevent that from being kind of, again, a broad sweeping, paintbrush type approach here.
That's what you got to have. We got guys like Bill Schuette. Bill's our attorney general right now, is doing a good job out of Midland, and Bill's got some common sense, and he's on top of it. So I think with his input, and along with Jim Barsha, who's our senator or former senator, still lobbying down in the state of Michigan, the guys like this got some common sense that I know that helped me in different times too, and other people that things could be. There's no, like you say, nothing has to happen like it did in Ohio.
So how do we as citizens benefit by your particular bear farm?
Bear ranch here?
Bear ranch, yeah. How do we collectively benefit, and why is it appropriate to keep places like yours open?
Yeah. Well, like you say, I've got 4 habitats, 26 bears. Thousands of people come here during the summertime. We're open here for 4 months, and we charge $15 a car. Mm. I don't know, that's a car. You've got 4 children, and it's still $15. So it's a family-run operation here. We make it affordable for people to come here to see the animals. I'm sure it's educational. And when they leave here, we hope that they really enjoy themselves. I mean, it's set up that way for people for their enjoyment.
And I would imagine in Newberry, there's not a whole lot of industry going on up there.
No, there's not. Not really. We had our logging industry. We got Tocopilla Falls, which is only 19 miles from me. And we have the Toonerville Trolley. We have different places here that you can see over towards Munis. You get your Pidgey Rocks. But this is actually one of the main attractions now here in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. And we run it right. And we hope that when people leave here, they say this has been one of our highlights of our summer vacation.
Well, that's fantastic.
Dean, I have a question. What procedures do you have in place in case one of the bears does get unruly or does get out? Is there a tranquilizer that you mentioned that you have available? What procedures do you have in place to deal with issues like this?
Well, I've never, in 27 years, I've never had a bear get out except when they opened the gate and they got out. I went away and come back and found about 4 or 5 bears all walking around my backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So I just grabbed some candy and then walk over to them and follow them back in. Like I say, I have bottle fed all these bears here, and we're with them every day. I'm inside with them.
Yeah.
My youngest son, we're inside with them. I never carry a weapon. I've never been bit, except one time I did when I was feeding one of the bears, and he wanted the whole thing, and he took my finger a little bit at the same time. But other than that, I've never had a problem, and I don't expect to have any problems. Like I said, I know my bears. I think I know my bears. Mm-hmm. But as a precaution, like you're asking for there, we've got a gun here, the Telazol, which we use as a knockdown, which we use it only when we want to transfer one bear to another one, when we can't put a collar on him and lead him like a dog. Most of them we can. Some that don't want to go, if we do want to move them, that's what we have to do, and it's safe and it's done. But as far as extra precaution other than that, we have none. I'm like I say, if a bear got out, I put a leash on him and bring him back home.
Now, you have only black bears?
Only black bears, yes. Uh-huh. I had an Oregon call me here back a couple of years ago, wanted me to take a couple of the grizzlies.
Uh-huh.
A couple grizzlies. was just a different bear altogether, and I had to build a whole new habitat, and you've got to be with them every day because they're such a mammoth animal.
Is there plenty of situations where even the state of Michigan has a black bear they want to place, and there's just no place to place them?
Yes, that does happen. Yeah. It does happen. I've never turned the Department of Natural Resources down on a bear. I try to take only cub bears now.
Okay.
Because I've taken some. I've got a bear here now that's 18 years old that I got that the DNR brought to me 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He was a bearded bear, and but I'm still getting next to him. But this is the only place that we have here right now that I know of in the state of Michigan that you can bring a bear that they want to place can be placed here.
Interesting. Dean, can I ask you a stupid question?
Sure.
I'm good at that.
Right.
We're getting into winter. The story is that bears hibernate for the winter. So what are you going to do during that period where the bears are hibernating? Or don't they?
Well, I'll tell you what they got here. I got 26 bears. Like I say, right now I'm guessing there are probably around 18 of them that are in already.
Okay.
Now we're expecting snow tonight, snow and rain. But they've just they went in. They're just they got a nice big belly on them, and they're gone.
Okay.
Well, that's how they ends up. He can't work all day long, all summer. You know, he works all summer long, but he's that $15 a car coming through. He's got to be able to recreate a little bit.
Well, sure. But anyway, the bears are in now, and the ones that are in, I won't see now until the 1st of April.
Okay, and
we'll have four to 5 foot of snow on the level here, so they've did their own digging. They've got their own natural habitats. They did their digging underneath the logs, underneath the holes in the ground. I got some stump piles that I put in different habitats. They'll burrow into those. Like I say, they got 4 to 5 foot of snow on the level, and I won't see it for 5 months.
Wow, it sounds like quite the situation. We've been talking this morning with Dean Oswald, the owner of Oswald's Bear Ranch in Newberry, Michigan. Dean, have a great winter, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Okay, guys. Thanks, Dean.
All right. Hey, take care.
Thanks.
And, Rick, when we return, we're going to speak with Marshall Myers, the senior advisor from PJAC, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Dog Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.